back to Pings.
Episode 130.
That's right, episodes of Ping. Ping, of course, the weekly show where we talk about all the things that Microsofties are pinging each other about, the latest news, hot stories, happenings in the community, events, drama, gossip.
Mainly the drama
scandal.
And the gossip.
And I want to thank anyone who had sent me words of concern and support because my dog ate my laptop.
Yep.
And it was causing me some inner struggles and some turmoil in my life. And I have since replaced the keyboard.
Yeah,
and now
you did it yourself, didn't you?
I did it myself.
That's probably why there's this big warp in the keys.
As we were speaking earlier, it is ergonomic. So I have my keyboard back. I have my I Love Windows phone on my laptop. And I'm good to go. Except it just crashed. Other than that, we are aces.
Yeah, and we had some nice comments from last week. Jay Minch was very glad that we actually trudged through the snow uphill both ways to make it into Ping 129.
Got a St. Bernard following me with a little chug of whiskey.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Well, we normally have that.
Yeah.
And it's usually just back pocketing. But Jason said that he wonders where he can buy a 9-guy. So Jason, if you want this,
send me a cashier's check.
It's like $500. If you don't want it signed,
right? If it's signed, it's like 50 cents.
Yeah, so it depreciates the more we mark it up.
Or you can send your address to ping@microsoft.com, and we will most likely get you out a Channel 9 guy.
By most likely, she means that there's about a 60% success rate in actually
sending. You know, I find that it is interesting here at Microsoft Campus because we can do so many things with such brilliance, such products, you know, like SQL Server, you know, Windows Phone, but it takes our mail system, our postal system, you know, because we all have the one address, we all have the same address, everyone at Microsoft has the same address. It takes our mail system weeks to get anything accomplished. This is not the reason why you people didn't get your 9-guy.
That's absolutely not.
I've never had a problem shipping or receiving anything. Oh my God.
Ever.
At external, it takes about an extra week. Internal, I mean, I have people mail things, I don't get it until a month later.
Well, that's because you don't check your mail.
Well, I don't check my physical box, but sometimes things get delivered to my desk, you know, like packages.
Yeah, and if you spent time at your desk, then it wouldn't be an issue.
Technicalities.
Yeah, anyway, tweet of the week was from
Paul?
Philip Frabbit.
Philip Frabbit?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he said that he would have smoked me in Trade Wars 2002, so he's talking some smack on the old tweeter.
Ooh.
So
Did you smack talk him right back?
Oh,
a little back smack?
I did. I told him that I would blind warp into a sector next to him, photon him, you know, take all of his fighters and then take his Imperial Starship and sell that somewhere.
I'm so turned on.
Yeah. Gross.
Next. Let's go. All right, everybody, if anybody knows Paul, you know, Paul knows how to party.
Yeah?
Paul,
do I know how
get
to party?
Down. I mean, clearly as evidenced by your introduction and that smack talk, I mean, you know what gets the ladies, and you know how to throw a good time. Have a good time.
I do. Thankfully, I will be having a good time coming up on March 7th, where there's
I invited to your March 7th fiesta.
I don't know. Do you have an internet connection? Because it's a virtual event.
Oh, boy! So you're saying, Paul, that all of our viewers can get down with Paul on March 7th.
Right.
With a virtual event.
Are we talking about the SQL Server 2012 launch event?
Tell me all about it.
Okay, so the SQL Server 2012 launch event is a virtual event, which means there's no physical presence anywhere as far as I know.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes. And it's actually being held by a couple execs. It's Ted Cummert and
a virtual
Quentin
event.
Clark.
Is that essentially a glorified chat room?
Yeah, I think it's a live event. I'm wondering how they're going to do this one because they just had one with our new president of the server space, Satya Nadella.
Yep.
And my VP, Brad Anderson, where they had basically a really cool correspondent like do an interview with both these folks, and like all the talking points came out, and I think there were a couple thousand people that viewed it online live.
And is it interactive as well? Like the Channel 9 Live live events or?
So yeah, I think people can type in their questions or tweet them, and then there are people that look
That's
at all
cool.
the streams of stuff coming in that can then be relayed onto the execs. So with the SQL Server 2012 launch event, they're obviously going to be talking about some of the new things coming out with SQL Server, just reinforcing the message. A couple of the coolest things that I find in there, one is PowerView, which
yeah.
is just like this great way to have like insights into your data. And they have like all these ways that you can visualize it and make it super easy to both author that as well as explore your data. So I actually hope to start using that for a lot of the data that we're collecting for my product. And there's also something called Stream Insight, which allows you to take like hundreds of thousands of events that happen in a second and analyze it and bucketize it so that, mm-hmm. For example, if you have a lot of data but you don't want to store that data long term but you want to analyze it near real time, like think stock ticker type applications
sure.
or real time analytics, Stream Insight is the technology that we're really pushing for that.
So will you actually be online and attending this event?
We'll see. March 7th, I may either be in China or in Austin. So we'll see if the time zones align appropriately. But if not, everyone else should attend.
And it's free?
And yeah, it's a free event. You can just watch it online. I did get a congratulations about the SQL Server 2012 launch from Chris Stepanyuk, of all people.
Oh!
Yeah, he was like, congratulations.
Has he been commenting recently? I feel like he hasn't been commenting recently.
He hasn't been commenting on our boards recently, but, you know, the private mail says it all, that he obviously doesn't watch as much because I haven't been on the SQL Server team for years. And which is also apparently news to you.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Okay.
I knew that. You told me that a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember what team you're on now.
Right. Actually, I'm on the System Center Advisor team now, which just RTM'd. And it's commercially available, so if you guys...
Oh, that's right. We tweeted about that.
Yeah, did we?
Yeah.
Did you retweet me?
I replied you.
No, you did not.
I did.
I didn't see it because I've just been getting so many tweets today. It just kind of just rolled
anyway,
on by.
Anyway, if you're interested in learning more about Visual Studio... I'm sorry. SQL Server.
SQL
Server 2012. Visual Studio 2012 is also... on the horizon, so.
Right. So, sometime in the 2012.
Log on March 7th, and we'll show you the address and the website to learn more about it, right?
Sounds great.
Maybe get the chance to interact live with Paul. Maybe.
No, I mean, definitely not. I will have no part of it. No. But I may say SQL Server in my fun SQL Server dorky voice.
Okay.
Just to make Laura happy.
I do like it. All right, Paul, so one of the things that right now, and perhaps not forever, that is exclusive and the only place you can get Xbox Live on your phone is on a Windows phone.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty
I
cool.
thought that was pretty cool.
It is.
But apparently our strategy department, our marketing and strategy, does not agree with me because it has just been announced that we will be broadening our Xbox Live experience to other devices.
Yeah. So
one could predict probably iPhone or iPads and maybe Droid, but this has not been confirmed, but obviously that's where you would assume they would go.
Right, so yeah, my Microsoft spokesman officially said, while the Xbox Live experiences and games always work best on the Windows platform, we understand that some Xbox fans may be using other types of devices. To satisfy that need, we are working to extend a few of our Xbox experiences and titles to other platforms.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so I think that this is actually probably a good thing in the long run. I do think that, you know, we will continue to be best of breed on Windows devices. We
right.
can always have that strong, tight integration with the rest of with the ecosystem that we can control. But I don't think that means that people should be left out in the cold. Like we've sold 66 million Xbox 360s out there, and
right.
there are 18 million people, I think, that are in live accounts. So there's a very, very broad base.
And as many Windows phones out there.
Right. Not,
Clearly
not,
a lot more people have Xbox Live accounts than Windows phones.
Right. So I think that if we actually try and make a good experience either on an iPad
mm-hmm.
or a Droid device or some type of competitive software or OS, I think that will actually help the Xbox ecosystem. Now, I don't imagine that every single title is going to be
right.
like automatically cross-platform or anything like that. But if you like want to see your stats, or if you want to message people, or any of like the core experiences of just getting into that social network,
yeah.
I think it'd probably be good to be put onto multiple.
Yeah, and
OSs.
I think if people get a taste of it, whether they're using whatever whatever other device they're using, they get a taste of how cool it could be to have your Xbox Live with you wherever, whenever.
Right.
It might inspire them to say, you know what, I got to get a Windows phone because this is so cool. I want the full experience.
Yeah, that would be something where it's like, okay, here is a good experience on, let's say, an iPad.
Right.
And then, boom, Windows 8 comes out, and they're like, here is,
whoa,
like an amazing experience. So these are the things that, or I think Microsoft has always had that cool factor, which,
yep,
has eluded us in other areas. So I really hope that the Xbox Live team can make some great experiences for all.
Yeah, and they haven't, they haven't announced officially which other devices, which titles, what experiences, or when, but just that this will be happening.
That we're exploring it. Yep,
we're exploring it. So there you go, Xbox for everyone. And another Xbox news, they have decided to get rid of the point system.
Well, it's rumored right now that the point system may be going away.
But they have announced they've reached out to certain developers saying there's going to be a change in the way that you collect currency. So I would assume, and that's just me, that they're going to get rid of the Microsoft point system, which, of course, for those of you who don't know, is when you're on Xbox Live and you want to buy something or use some sort of downloadable content instead of charging you dollars,
or
rupees,
your local
pounds,
currency,
euros,
right,
whatever it is, they charge you Microsoft points.
Right, yeah. So it was always kind of annoying. That you'd be like browsing through, and it's like, oh, you know, what HD movie do I want to, you know, rent? And I'm like, oh, the cool, there's this HD movie. It goes for 600 Microsoft points.
So then you have to what is that? How many dollars?
Yeah, I actually have made spreadsheets before so that I can like calculate like what would this be? And then I was just like, okay, I don't really know. And there were like every 3 to 6 months, I think buy.com had it where you could buy 4,000 Microsoft points for like $40.
Right.
So that was like a nice even like 1 point,
right,
for one penny.
Right.
So
easy
I could
to
always understand.
I never really understood why they did that. I mean, I'm assuming it's because when people spend points, it's like, oh, they're just points, and they don't really relate it to dollars. Maybe they just feel like they're not spending actual money, so they're more likely to spend more points.
Yeah.
But I would think gamers are pretty, they want to hold on to their points. They value points.
Yeah,
they don't want to spend the points. They want to collect the points.
Yeah, I think there are a few things here. One is from a consumer perspective, like whenever I get a gift card someplace,
yeah,
I usually end up spending the gift card plus a few extra dollars or 10 or 20 extra dollars. So perhaps there was some thought there, thinking that if I prepay,
right,
for 1,000 points, I'm going to use 800
of them.
But
then I make everything cost 1,001.
No, you make everything cost slightly less than 1,000 so that you have points left over. So then you have to buy more points.
Right.
So that way you're...
to spend the remainder of your points. See, what I do is I normally, if it's a $50 gift card, I'll end up spending $47. And that $2 and change goes unused.
Oh, really?
What am I ever going
to
do with it?
You don't just give it to the person
behind
you?
No, in fact, I've heard that millions of dollars are made each year by unspent gift cards.
Yeah.
Because all of the people out like me who are like, what am I going to do with this $2? Throw it away.
Don't throw it away. Give it to the person behind you in line.
Oh, that would be nice.
Well, so some other reasons that you could that these points are, it also provides a universal currency for all the different markets. So, like, if you're a developer and you have a game that's available for, you know, some amount of points, then that those points are going to be universal, and people would then have their own currency be mapped into those points. I don't think that's a
This just
really
means the conversion rates are different wherever you go. I mean, it doesn't.
Right. And so it just ends up being super confusing for our customers, and I really do hope that...
I hope they get rid of the point system. It's just a rumor now, but you've got two fans of the idea right here, and probably more out there in the world. All right, Paul, so when I started here at Microsoft 6 years ago...
Holy crap, did we start on the same time?
Yeah, so it was just a bit ago.
Oh, these were dog years?
You jerk. I went to my very first, I started in January, and in March I went to my very first company conference called Mix. And it was the very first Mix ever.
Yeah, that's when didn't we introduce like WPFE or Silverlight or something like that?
Yes. It was a long time ago, and it was really fun, and I've been going every year since. It's usually in Las Vegas. Last year, the best Mix ever.
Yeah, because I was invited.
That's right, and we did the 90s. And this year, they've just announced that there will be no more Mix. The conference that was dedicated to designers and developers to come together and commingle, that we won't be doing this year. So it's a sad day for me on a personal level because of all the memories.
Well, didn't you win an award last year?
might have won an award, Paul.
Yeah.
Video of the year.
Yeah.
Channel 9 Video of the Year.
So you will always have that trophy. Like, you no longer have to, like, bring it back to the conference and hand it off to the next year. You just get to keep
That's
it.
That's right.
So you will
That's
have
right.
the best video of the year.
Forever.
For all.
Forever.
And you will go down as the second best co-host of the 90s ever.
That's true. That's true.
So
clearly, we won't be doing the 90s this year unless we find another venue. But in its place, you know, Microsoft has sort of said that there was a lot of confusion about Mix, because we have PDC, we have Mix. It's like, which
one is... And then there's Build.
And then there's Build. You know, it's a lot of like, well, which one are we supposed to go to? So there's been a little bit of confusion and a little bit of, you know, sort of fragmented of the audience. So we're trying to sort of have a more cohesive
yeah.
and consolidate. They haven't announced exactly what the developer conference will be this year. It will be something in 2012, probably around the launch of
something,
maybe two major launches we're having this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that, I actually think it's a good thing. While I don't get to go to Vegas for a week in March, which is like lame, I think in terms of the sessions and the audience and what people get out of the conference, it's better to streamline.
Yeah.
More for clarity.
Yeah, I'm already going to Vegas twice this year, once in April, once in May, so not going in March is not a big deal for me.
So you don't care about Mix?
No.
You're not sad?
Not so much.
Let's kill this story.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. Learning a lot of new things this week, Paul.
Tons.
It's been a very educational episode for me, so I want to thank you
yeah.
for the wisdom that you've shared with us this week.
I love sharing wisdom at all times. I just taught Laura the important error code of ID10T.
I was not aware, but now I feel like one.
Yep.
And with that, we will see you next week. Follow me at Elfoy.
Follow me at Paul Mest and facebook.com/Paul.Mestmaker, though I may be at the Crunchy Awards.
Tweeting.
Yeah, so tweeting.
Tweeting.
But next week I may not be here for Ping. So
yeah, when are you going to know?
We'll know after we are done filming.
See you next week.